Randall, we've been very frustrated with the performance of the federal government this year, and the H-2A program is a heavy burden to those who try to do it correctly. But this year we found that a number of our producers have, quite frankly, been let down, and it's I think everybody's pretty much got what they have been waiting on right now. I know there's still a couple of isolated cases. Actually, one in Appling County last week that we talked with, some folks just very frustrated. They had their paperwork turned in for quite some time. They've had, actually, in that particular case, a couple of contracts with different workers that wanted to be renewed on a different contract. But they were holding up 83 workers in California waiting for the other six to go back to the consulate. And you know, some of this can't be done electronically. No one's illegal. It's just the frustration of the bureaucracy. I've said time and time again, I remember going with the first group of Idaho Union farmers that I took to Washington in 1997, and still the story goes. Nothing's changed but the calendar. We're still dealing with some of the same frustrations, but we're hopeful that we've been working with Senator Perdue and Senator Isaacson, Congressman Bishop, Congressman Scott. We're hopeful to have maybe some strong dialogue with the Department of Labor in, later in July, after we kind of get past the vegetable season here, and get some of these industry leaders to Washington again and sit down and talk about. We've got to have discussion and get some answers, because we just cannot have this happen to the state of Georgia again.
But it's unfortunate this happened again, as Commissioner Black says, because of labor holdups, some crops were lost this year due to the lack of help.
Really, and particularly in blueberry territory, we had some growers that, first, they missed market windows. And so, you know, as you know, the cyclical nature of some of our, sometimes you only have a week or 10 days, you know, when it's a hot market in between the, you know, crops moving up the eastern shore. So certainly some of our blueberry producers had some excellent early season opportunities, but that did not pan out for them. On top of that, we had some blueberry producers that had all of their workers, were able to meet their goal, but then they had to spend at least a solid week of dealing with the wage and hour folks out of the Department of Labor doing audits right in the middle of harvest season, which is actually, it's just incomprehensible to me that we don't have I think it's possible that we can have regulatory relationships with folks, but at the same time not try to impede their business and try to work towards compliance, work together to meet those, you know, the mutually held objectives of having legal workers and having a, you know, a good regulatory climate. And I think the agency ought to be helping people rather than, you know, trying to be just an extra burden to them. But unfortunately, that's some of what some of our producers found this year. But we're going to work with our federal delegation, and we're going to see if we can't ask the tough questions to see what do we have to do to make sure this never happens in Georgia again.